name be praised tonight, O God. We know that our gatherings is not never wasted, because your presence is with us here today to bless us. That is why we open our spirit, soul, and bodies for your own good pleasure to work in us and through us, O God, for your name's sake. We thank you, we honor you. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray with thanksgiving. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, family, for your time tonight. I pray that your time will not be wasted. Today is the first day of March 2024. Today is the first day of March 2024. And by the grace of God, new opportunities are opening unto us. And we are trusting that God will cause the lines to fall for us, for all of us in pleasant places. Hallelujah. Amen. One thing that we're going to be talking about tonight is from Psalm 16, the book of Psalms. That's the Miktam of David. That's what we're going to be praying tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. That the Lord will not abandon you in the name of Jesus Christ. Say to yourself that I shall never be abandoned by God. Come on.
I will never be abandoned by God. My children, my family, and loved ones.
Yes.
Those on the platform and their family will never be abandoned by God.
None of us Jesus have been abandoned by God. Someone put it this way. God no go shame us. Somebody put it that way. The Lord will not shame you. Abandoned by God. Even at the last minute, the last second, he will make it happen for you.
Amen.
Yes. Hold on him with that unchanging. Hallelujah. God with unchanging hands, because he's not going to abandon us. There shall be no interest in God to allow you to walk through poverty, to allow you to walk through insufficiency, to allow you to walk through all kinds of lack. It is not with any interest of God that you do everything possibly good, and yet you don't see anything good out of that. Yes, God will make sure that things work for you, and the lines falls for you in pleasant places. Hallelujah. Here by this time, by the grace of God, there will be laughter. I say, a year by this time, laughing in all the years of sorrow will have been all gone. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you so much. I would have loved to wait for a little bit before I say these things, but you know, the spirit of the enemy, forces of darkness are projecting controversial situations in relationships. In marriages in particular, yeah, that things which are not necessary, so important to create problems with, the enemy is trying to use that as a weapon to frustrate the peace of God that has prevailed in the house. And so tonight, I want to draw your attention to this fact. Anyone that is on the platform today, please keep that at the back of your mind. If your oil is close to you, by the grace of God, what I want you to do is to, after the service, please, those of you who have got your oil, your anointing bottle that we prayed over last year, if it is close to you, yes, pick your oil, the bottle of oil. You see how much you've used already, you know, from December to now. Look how quickly they've used it, you know. Yeah. Yeah. So anoint your house. Anoint the entrance and the exit of your house, and declare that this house belongs to Christ, and Christ resides here. His spirit lives in the name of Jesus Christ. That's all that you have to say, that this house belongs to Christ. Whether you rent it, whether you bought it, whether you built it, whether you are patching there as a hostel, whether you are passing through as a hotel, whatever it is, so long as you are there at this moment, you are declaring that this place belongs to Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, take that place to God and let Christ take ownership of that environment. Can we take a prayer on that for the moment? Let's take a prayer on that. Let's pray. Committing every home unto the care of the Lord, because this thing is not promised. And I've seen about four people on the platform that has encountered that kind of controversial situation in the house, and there is a sense of misunderstanding here and there. You know, issues are not so, it is not so necessary, but the devil is making an issue out of it. And all that it is that the peace of the Lord in the house, he's trying to quench it out, he's trying to remove it out of the place. But now, by the grace of God, let's pray and preserve and present the peace of God to reside in your home. Let's pray. Spirit of God, we ask together in the name of Jesus Christ that any home that is present, those who are listening to us on any platform, whether on Spotify, from any country across the world, anywhere anyone is listening to us from, we release your peace into their homes. We release your peace into their dwellings. We release your peace into the environment. In the mighty name of Jesus, every controversial situation the devil is waging war with, and to create situations around it to make life difficult for anybody, to frustrate purposes and make marriages less attractive, I stand by the voice of the Lord. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we silence every voice of the enemy, and we declare and decree that let the voice of the Lord prevail, let the peace of God prevail, let the purposes of God be established in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Receive receive peace in your marriages, receive peace in your relationship, receive peace in your acquaintanceship in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Wherever you reside, in the mighty name of Jesus, let the peace of God remain there. I say, let the peace of God remain there. Receive peace in your marriage. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. All controversial situations of the enemy, we are arrested now by the power of the Holy Spirit. We declare and decree that no weapon formed against any marriage will stand in the name of Jesus. The enemy's weapons of separation, the enemy's weapons of frustration, any weapons of demonic deception to wage war against relationship and marriages, today I stand as a voice with you together in the name of Jesus Christ, that by the grace of God, be successful in your marriage. Receive your peace from the Lord. Receive peace from the Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, if it is provision that you need, if it is substance of hope to keep you going, I pray by the hand of the Lord, in the name of Jesus, receive the peace of God.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Tonight, I want us to take some time in prayer, and our focus of prayer is from Psalm 16, Psalm 16. Psalm 16, hallelujah. A couple of people, the devil has sought you for a long time, but your heart has been so clear, and what he's trying to do is to frustrate your home, to your spouse. He's creating scenario within the family settings to wage war between you and your spouse, like you are living in one, in a hell, in a hell. Lord, Satan is a bad devil. Hallelujah. You know, can you imagine living in a house and you can't talk to each other? And then on the bed, this one puts their head here, this one put their head there. And then it's all right. I can't go further. Let me leave it that way. Hallelujah. But from today, the peace of God prevails in your house. Please, after the service, please anoint your homes in the name of Jesus Christ. We've covered the fair. We have entered the first quarter of the year. Hallelujah. This month of March is the first quarter of the year. So I want you to anoint your home by the grace of God. Hallelujah. Anoint your home in the name of Jesus Christ. How many of you were able to finish the book of Matthew?
Yes, please.
Thank you. Well done. Well done.
Yes, I finished it too.
Well done. Well done. Well done. Well done. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Well done. We had in February, we tried to finish the book of Matthew, and some of you were able to finish it by reading the book of Matthew. Well done. We are going to read another book by the grace of God. Every month, we'll try and finish one book. Hallelujah. Every month, we'll try and finish one book by the grace of God. In Jesus' mighty name. So the next book that we'll be tackling in this month of March, I will tell it after the end of the service. Yeah. So that we Yes, I'm trying to get a second confirmation. That's why. I'm trying to get a second confirmation. That's why. Amen.
Amen.
Remember in February, it took me like 3 or 4 days before I got the first, even the second confirmation. And I was struggling. I was praying and praying. The Lord, the heavens were silent. So I was not hearing anything. I was wondering what's going on, Lord. And then I was coming downstairs and I heard the voice of the Lord. And then we were able to finish the book of Matthew. So let's see how far the Spirit of God will take us in the name of Jesus Christ, so that we can look into another book of the Bible. Yes. We'll
Amen.
look into another book of the Bible.
Amen.
I think I'm getting what it is like that we need to do. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. We were talking
Amen.
about the midterm of David. About the trust that he had in the Lord God Almighty. With all sense of caution that David took, he tried to do anything to please God. Yes, in as much as he also did a whole lot of stuff that was a bit messy, and his life was not so much of a clean sheet. Let me say it again. His life was not much of a clean sheet, though his delight in God drew him closer and closer. Even when he made an error, he still sought the face of God. He said, "Father, forgive me. It is only me that I can make an error before you." He was not far away from God. His heart sought to seek for God all the time. But his environment did not allow him to do so. And so sometimes he would go into fight, he's going to battle, he's going to sin, he's going to all kinds of situations, but he's still pushing to keep God his hiding place. Hallelujah. And one of the things that he spoke about is more like a song, but to me it's going to be a prayer, which I have prayed it several times, was that in Psalm 16, Psalm 16, he said that, "Keep me safe, my God, for in you I take refuge." Hallelujah. It is very good that the beginning of the month, our prayer is that the Lord will keep us safe. Amen. That we are not looking for anything but the safety of the Lord. The Bible says that it is with the Lord that safety comes from. Man's help of safety may not be so strong enough. The police, they themselves also need covering. I'm telling you, and including the people all over the place, we see them to be like our security services. All of them needs is the safety or protection from somewhere, and so we need to know who is capable of saving us. And the psalmist started by saying that, "Lord, keep me safe, for you are my God, and in you I take my refuge. It is in you I hide myself." And that is my prayer tonight, that the Lord hide you in him, in the name of Jesus Christ, that our focus is not on any other thing, but our safety is of the Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, that me and my household will take safety in the Lord. Because those who are seeking to destroy you or to destroy us are many. Hallelujah. Sometimes we ourselves are seeking to destroy ourselves without us knowing. I'll say it again, just in case you didn't hear that. I'm saying that you yourself may be seeking to destroy yourself and you have no clue about, because some of the decisions that we take sometimes lead us to some places that can make life difficult when God Himself does not want us to walk in there. So when we stand in here and say, "Lord, you keep me safe," then even He can keep us safe from ourselves. Yeah, He can keep you safe from yourself. Yeah, you have no idea. And so he said, "I say to the Lord, you are my Lord. Apart from you, I have no good thing." That's verse 2 of the scripture. It says that you are my Lord. I say to you, God, that you are my Lord. And apart from you, I don't have any good thing anywhere. I don't have any good thing anywhere. I don't have any friend. I don't have, yeah, you may have them. I don't have any sister. Yes, you may have them. I don't have a husband or wife. Yes, you may have them. I don't have any child. Yes, you may have them. Because when situation prevails, when situation prevails, I have seen a husband who said, "I love you." And a dog was coming after the couple, and the brother left the woman alone.
Run for your life.
Yes.
Yes, Lord.
This Wallace was chasing after them, and the brother left the sister there, and he just bought a flower and said, "Oh, I love you." Can you imagine what love is? And he left the sister to face the dog on his own, and the dog was merciful. And so all the sister had to endure was the slimy thing that comes from the mouth of the dog, at least, you know. And the dog just
the dog looked was merciful.
A little bit and walked away. But the brother was
mercy.
The dog was merciful.
The dog was merciful. And so when David stands in here and said, Lord, you are my God, and apart from I have no good thing, it wasn't because he didn't have good wives. He had great of them. Abigail was so smart and very intelligent woman. Hallelujah. And there were other women with him that he knew for sure that these people were good ladies around me. The army, the weapon bearers and all the army generals, Abner and the rest. The Bible says he had men of war. Some of them could kill 800 people with one stretch of a sword. But all these people were not men that David would say that I would trust in them. He said that my God is the one that is the good thing to me. Not in the resources of things that were exposed to him as a king. No. Do you remember that there were men when he desired to drink some water from the wells in some particular place, I think it's Jerusalem or so, because there was a siege that they couldn't go out. But these men, the brother wanted only a cup of water to drink, and this man broke the siege, went in out there to go and fetch water and give it to David to drink. So you mean, is that the only water you want to drink in this world? But they risked their life, and all these men were not people to David as something that was good, because they were men. They were men. I'm not trying to rubbish the people that we have. I love everyone. Everybody on here, you are great people, and I thank God for your lives, people of God. Listen, we need to know that if God is not in the equation, things can change, and it will change. Yes, it will change. I'm talking of somebody who will say that I'll spend all my love for you. I'll do everything. And they even saw in front of the pastor, you know. They saw in the right in front of the pastor, until the point where financially things were going bad, and we went from bad to worse, and went from worse to very difficult situation. And then after a while, the woman said, I don't think that life can change between the two of us, so I have changed my mind. And now the husband's closest friend, who had a contract with the government, now because some dollars were flowing in, all of a sudden this woman who used to say, I love you, I will do everything for you, now he was, I'm talking of reality, I'm not talking of a story, I'm talking of matters that happened, that I've seen, that the woman has now switched allegiance and now having an issue with the husband's friend.
Oh, wow. Dear.
Breaking the marriage, and walking away with every substance that the two of them had together. Because life had turned sour, and situations were not prevailing in a good sense for the two. And now the man will stand alone. So is that what love is all about? We'll talk about love on Sunday, by God's grace. Hallelujah. Those of you who want to know the depths of love, the height of love, the width of love, we will see, we'll measure it. We'll put tapes on them and measure them and see how bad and how good they are and how deep they are, and compare it with the love of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And so,
Amen.
Apart from you, I don't have any good thing. And this is what I say. So I say of the holy people who are in the land, they are the noble ones in whom is all my delight. Which means that he has not neglected some other people, you know. He respects them also. Those who run after other gods will suffer more and more. And this is the environment that we are in now. That there are people, when they realize that waiting on God is a huge challenge, and they can't have the ability, the lack of patience to wait on God, they would rather seek for things that will turn around quickly. So somebody says that, let's go to this place. You get, there's a guy here who can speak to you, who will prophesy over you and give you some oil to come and cook, do some fried rice for your husband. After he finished eating, that's it. The brother will not turn his head again. Everywhere you are, he's there and all. And they are the people who runs after other gods. And David is saying that I'm not going to be in that position. Though it's a new month, we have entered a new environment, and things don't seem to be in a good position, but I just want to believe God. I just want to believe God that the Lord will favor us, and I'll continue to hold upon that he will help me out to transcend beyond the poverty or insufficiency to the place of abundance, because that is what he has promised me this year. That is what he has promised. Yeah. So he says that I'm not going to run after other gods, hallelujah, but I will never pour libations of blood onto such gods or take up their name on my lips in vain. I'm not going to talk even about them. I'm reading from Psalm 16 from verse 4 coming down, which means that the desire of David was to make God his number one priority, and number two priority, and number Z priority. So his A, his plan A, and his plan Z is all one.
That is something.
Yeah, that's the meaning of what is that scripture says. The plan A of David and the plan Z of David is all one. That is God. So if God fails him, then God has failed him the big time. So it is important to realize the position. It is important to realize the position you place God. That when you have a plan A, somebody, one of the millionaires in this in America, they called him and they were asking him about how he managed to become so rich like that. And he asked him, "What are your plans?" And he told them, "I always set plan A, and I set plan B and plan C." And he said, "Can you talk me through it?" He said, "The plan A is to start with the Holy Spirit, because he is on earth here with me." Hallelujah. Jesus promised him to be with me. And he said, "So what is plan B?" He said, "Plan B is Jesus Christ." So I remind the Holy Spirit that Jesus Christ is supposed to be glorified in my life on earth here. And so if you are not doing the job and I am the one that is making the mess, let me know my errors. So Jesus becomes my plan B in the face of plan A, who is the Holy Spirit. And so who is the plan C? Then obviously he's aware of the plan C. He's the God divine. So if Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit cannot work together to make my life comfortable, then God will not be glorified. So my plan A to my plan Z is God. Hallelujah. And I love that argument, you know. I love that argument that I will focus on the dealings of the Holy Spirit now on earth here, because the Bible says that he is with us to make sure that the work of Christ is finished on earth here. So everything that we are doing, even including this meeting, he is the one that is in charge, and we let him to rule and lead the affairs of this meeting. And so if we in our respective homes and in our respective businesses and the things that we do, if we let the Holy Spirit to lead us, then for sure that Jesus will be glorified and the Father will be honored for the things that the Lord has done in our life. Because when praise is coming out of your mouth, it is coming to the Father.
Amen.
And so we let the Holy Spirit become the prime factor of our leadings on earth here. And David said that from verse 4. He said, "Those who run after other gods will suffer more and more." And it's a true thing. I was advising one of my sisters, and I said to her that, "Listen, the things that I know of in our father's house, when you all of you were little, it is something not to be proud of." Hallelujah. It is something not to be proud of that my father himself will warn us not to even go to the house, let alone the family home. When he wasn't there, he said, "Let nobody go there. Don't even argue with them, because they are very powerful." He used that word. He said, "They are very powerful," in the negative sense. Hallelujah. And then I thought that my family home, my mother's house, was the best place, because there were all kinds of Christian religions and other religions in the house. In my house, in my family home, my mother's house, we have these people, Asante Kramo. I don't know how they call it in English. You know, we have the Islamic religion in my home. We have the Pentecostal in my home. We have the the white garment in the house. We have Presbyterian. I myself and my grandmother and my mom were in the Methodist. We have the Seventh-day Adventist in the house. And we had those who used to also do the bypassing of things, going other shrine and all that. So it's one house, you know, one big family house. That is where I was born. That was where I was raised. Within the house, we have the Kremo people, we have the Malam people, we have the Pentecostal people, we have the White Garment Church, we have the Presbyterian Church.
Mozambique is for Christo Church.
And we have what? Which one have I left behind? Seventh-day Adventist.
Mozambique is for Christo Church.
You can imagine the diversity in the house. And then I was praying around 2016 or 2014 to 2016, and the Lord began to reveal to me the challenges of issues in the house, why the men were suffering, how challenges were coming. All of a sudden, within a few months, three of my uncles were dead, all of a sudden. And I saw them that dogs were chasing them. And so within a space of 1 year, three dead all of a sudden. And I was thinking, so is it this dream that I saw that has happened in life, that all these ones have died just like that? And they all died with kids, lots of them. Three, five of them or so, everyone had got a lot, and they all had to be taken care of. And I was wondering, so what is going on now? And the Lord began to speak to me. I'm talking about how the necessity of making God the priority of your life. And from that time on, I began to say, Lord, so show me the way out of mess. This mess that I'm in England, I'm struggling as a young man, and I cannot put one common square meal on my table. And I'm doing 9 to 5. I'm serving in your house. I'm praying all the prayers you can mention. I was the head of intercessors. You, those of you who don't know, I was the head of intercessors. You can go and ask Ashen Chapel. Yeah, Christian Ashen Faith UK headquarters. I was the head of the intercessors for almost 6 years or 7 years. I was leading the intercessory department. I was the one in charge of audiovisuals. I was in charge of the technical. I was in charge of a lot of things and a lot of people. And the young ones were also part of my life. And I was bringing them up. And yet, the things that was happening to me could not be explained. We had prophets coming in there of all the time. And when they come, I'm the one holding their oil, following them and praying with them and helping them to do their job. And none of them will speak anything concerning my life to me. I'm telling you some things that you have to zero in by yourself. You are privileged by the grace of God to have a man of God like me. Based on my past experience, I always want to pray for my congregation. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Based on what I've
Amen.
Seen before.
Amen.
That's my desire. That's my cry. Amen. Because I've Amen. Seen how it feels like Amen. To be
God bless you, man of God. God
and yet not being covered. Yeah. And problems is all over. And you can't even talk to the pastor. And one thing that I realize is that even sometimes when you want to talk to some of the people to help you out, they think that you are even telling a story. But God, who is faithful, began to show me the way out when I desired to make him my number one priority. I said, Lord, let everybody go to hell if they want to. But me and you, let us strike the deal that you will come through for me. And I began to Amen. Call upon him. And so David is advising us today that let us not look on any other path that we might think that solutions can come from. Not from man, not from the north or south or from anywhere or from any shrine or from any demons or principality. They cannot give you any solution. Except God comes in there to bring you vindication. No man can. No man can. No one can. And so he says that I will not even take their names upon my lips. Lord, you alone, verse 5, said the Lord alone is my portion and my cup. The Lord alone is my portion and my cup. I pray tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. If anybody is drawing you away from God to follow, because I have seen about a couple of people on the platform that people are speaking some kind of words into your mind, thinking that you have to go and visit this prophet, Go and talk to this man of God. Don't do this. Please be careful. Be careful. I'm begging you by the message of God. Be careful. Because what I'm seeing already, it is not so pleasant. Hallelujah. Just, you don't worry. Just stay calm with this, with our platform here. Because the Lord will turn things around for you. Hallelujah. When it comes to the Christian faith, it is something that comes with a on a silver platter. It is it's a deliberate act of resilience and persistency and willingness to stay on to see the face of the Lord in the midst of all the storms that is coming out. You have to face God in the storm regardless of what is happening, because if you try to chicken out and let this the whole that soft Christian messages that's out there thinking that things cannot go sour, and for that matter you have to always walk in the in the listen, please don't listen to them. I'm here to tell you the truth by the message of God, because God is capable of turning the things around. But some of the things we go through are challenges to build us up. But God is faithful to keep us through and keep us safe. And that is what I want you to realize. And David is saying that let us not look into any other place, neither go out there pour libations of blood onto such people. Because some of those places, when you go, they charge for consultation. They charge for money. They will tell you kind to buy so all kinds of stuff. Here, I'm not telling you to go and buy candles or go and buy what else that would do. Hallelujah. I am telling you the truth, and I hope that the truth may set your heart free. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. This alone is my portion. If this is our conversation for this month alone, let's focus on this month of March. If the Lord is my portion, if the Lord is your portion, if God alone is your portion, then your cup will be full. Oh, yeah.
Amen.
The Lord is your cup. You will be secured in the name of Jesus Christ. You make my lot secure. According to him, he said, the Lord alone is my portion, and he makes my lot secured. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ tonight, by the message of God, that may your heart focus on God, and may you make God alone as your portion in every endeavor of your life, including the raising of your children, including the situation within your marriage, within the situations of your finances, the stabilities of your life. I pray that may the Lord be your portion alone. May he alone be your portion and no otherwise, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And every situation of your cup that seems to be empty, that seems to be half full, that seems to be weighty, and you're not sure of what's going on, tonight I stand with you in the name of Jesus. As you make the Lord as your portion and your portion alone, I declare by the message of God that may he fill your cup and may he secure your loins in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Yes. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. I'm praying with you already. I am praying already.
Amen. In the name of Jesus.
The Amen. Lord, Father, he said that the Lord alone is my portion.
Yes.
And those are the words we have to speak to our children. Our children who are mature enough to hear our voices. Talk to them directly. Listen, mention their name. He said, listen, I'm telling you today that the Lord alone is my portion.
Amen.
And he is my cup. He is the one that secures my lot. Tell your children, that's from Psalm 16, verse 5. Said, the Lord alone is my portion, and he is my cup, and therefore he alone is my Lord. Say these things to your children even at this age, so that this becomes their language also when they are growing. And everywhere they turn, people will not switch them or swift them and move them away from the Lord that has become your portion.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Because the devil can speak all kinds of lies to them based on some funny experiences and ideas that they have obtained from other places. The devil wants a lot of people, and so they secure one person with a kind of free financial blessings here and there, and then they begin to use that to harvest for souls. So you see, small amount of money they are using to harvest all kinds of souls. So please, let's go. Let's speak to them. Let's go to this man of God. Listen, he bought me. He helped me get this car. He helped me get this business. He helped me. All that they are using, they've used one as a bait and to draw a lot of people to come up the enemy, buying their soul. The moment they get there, their soul is bought. The moment they get there, their soul is bought. And they can't come out. They can, if God does not intervene, they will never come up and come out and die in their sins, and they are lost. That is why it is important to realize the necessity of drawing the boundary lines to let them know that the Lord is your Lord. Hallelujah. Say to him, that the Lord is my Lord. He is my portion. And he is the one that secures all that concerns me. So please, whatever you do, everywhere you walk, have this at the back of your mind, that the Lord becomes your Lord. Verse 6 says that the boundary lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. This is the conversation that David is bringing to our attention, that he made the Lord to be his portion. He failed to go after other gods, and he never allowed other gods become the equations of his conversation. And he said, verse 5, that the Lord alone is his portion and the cup of his life. And he said that the Lord is the one that secures his Lord. And from that point on, he said that now the lines are falling for me in pleasant places. The lines are falling for me in pleasant places. It can only happen, hallelujah, serving God. It can only be good, no matter what. And no matter how dark it may be, no matter what storms that you may be going through, it can only be good.
Amen.
It can only be good. That is why tonight I pray for you by the message of God, that God, by his message, will make your lot secured in the name of Jesus Christ. Every blessings that connects to you, every advantage that connects to you, every opportunity that connects to you, the Lord will secure it for you. Let the boundary for you in pleasant places in the name of Jesus Christ. That as men will say that this one is not working out well, by the message of God, it shall work well for you in the mighty name of Jesus. As men are saying that it is a failure, the Lord is saying that it is not a failure. It is actually a training grounds for you to know the goodness of the Lord, even in the midst of failure. Hallelujah. When men are saying that there's a casting down, the Lord is saying that don't worry, my dear, don't worry, that the time of resurrection is coming. The third day is also coming, and it shall speak volumes for you in the name of Jesus Christ. The lines are falling for you in pleasant places, in your marriages, in your businesses. I speak this as a prophetic decree in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The goodness of the Lord shall speak for you. The message of God shall feel speak for you. The Lord shall be your counselor in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says in verse 7, it says, I will praise the Lord who counsels me. Who counsels me? Tonight, may the Lord be your counselor. May he counsel you in your decisions. May he advise you in your steps. May he guide you in your ways. In the mighty name of Jesus, the Bible says that the steps of the righteous, they are ordered by the Lord. They are guided by the Lord. They are protected by the Lord. They are instructed by the Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. So from tonight, I declare over your life, this month of March, it shall only be well for you in the name of Jesus Christ. It shall only be well for you. Your businesses will work well. The ideas will go well. Your plans will go well. In the mighty name of Jesus. Every agreement you are making, it shall be a good agreement in the name of Jesus. No one will take you for advantage or for granted and take you away. You cannot read the fine print in the name of Jesus Christ. May the Lord open your eyes to every fine print in the name of Jesus Christ. May he give you understanding of every situation you are walking in. May he reveal to you in dreams and in visions. May he help you to understand every matter in the name of Jesus. The one that will take you by surprise in a few years to come. Today, I pray that may the Lord crystallize them in the mighty name of Jesus Christ and bless you with understanding, with a counsel in the name of Jesus. And the Bible says, even at the night, my heart is instructed. Even in the night, your heart will be instructed, which means that the times that you are sleeping, at that time, even God will instruct you in the night. He will make sure that the things your ears couldn't hear him speak, or your eyes couldn't see him say or show you in the night whilst you are sleeping. He will minister to your heart in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. And so he continued in verse 8 saying that, I keep my eyes always on the Lord. With him at my right hand, I will not be shaken. That is a message that blesses blesses me so much that I shall not be shaken. I shall not be shaken in the name of Jesus Christ. I shall not be shaken. Whatever the enemy comes my way with, the Lord shall help me out. He will instruct me in the ninth season. He will counsel me at the right time. My heart will receive instruction from the Lord. My lines will fall for me in pleasant places. Things will work out perfectly for well for me in the name of Jesus Christ. I shall never be shaken. Say to yourself that I shall never be shaken. Speak this as a message to yourself. Prophesy to yourself tonight. Say that I shall never be shaken. In the name of Jesus Christ, I shall never be shaken. Say that to your spirit. Know that no storm will shake you out. In the name of Jesus Christ, there shall be no storms. There shall be no storm that can shake you. I shall never be shaken. In the name of Jesus Christ, let's pray a little bit. Come on, pray in tongues for me with me a little bit. In the name of Jesus Christ, open your mouth, everybody. Unmute yourself, please. Unmute yourself. Lift up your voice and pray in tongues. My voice is overshadowing everybody, so I'm going to mute my song, my voice, and lift up yours. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God, I shall not be shaken. Lift up your voice and pray with me.
I will not be shaken. I shall not be shaken. Jesus, gloriously. I will not be shaken in Jesus' mighty name. I shall not be shaken in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Abba, say you. Abba, say you. Abba, say you. Matagas. Le manasota manes. Le brotasani kasa kasa. Musadikate seba sina. Munaba katala losa. Le sabika tasilosa. Greta seina kataba. Romatiga. Matiga, matiga, matiga. Le sagado batizo. I will not be shaken in Jesus' glorious name. Rade, 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 makata sole dani, kakasoda sikayona si, roma segede, la batagina, masatakata, reta basegeda, ragato, ragato, ragato,
In the mighty name of Jesus.
There is somebody on the platform. When we said that we should anoint your home, from that time you began to have all kinds of weird dreams. And I don't know how far it has been. Please anoint your home again. Hallelujah. Everybody, after the service, please do anoint your house, the entrance and the exit of your house.
Yes, sir.
wherever you are, wherever you live, anoint the entrance and the exit of your house in the name of Jesus Christ, and make sure that you speak that this belongs to God. This house, when you are anointing in the name of Jesus Christ, this house belongs to God, and you dedicate it to the Lord. I dedicate this house Amen. To the Lord. This house belongs to the Lord in the name of Jesus Christ. From today, the Lord Amen. Resides in this house. Say this Amen. Over your home, and let's Amen. See what God will do in your house. Hallelujah.
Amen.
All
Amen.
Kinds of evil visitations and every demonic expectation from henceforth will be arrested.
Amen.
Yes, Amen. Yes, arrested. And the Lord Amen. Will bring the peace that you deserve Amen. To have Amen. In the house. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So today, every form of Amen. Decay shall not be found in your life. Amen. Amen. And that was Amen. The statement of David. He said, I shall never be shaken. Hallelujah. Amen. I will never Amen. Be shaken. He said, I keep Amen. My eyes always on the Lord. With Him Amen. At my right hand, I will never be shaken. That's the thing. And verse 9 reads this way, that therefore my heart is glad and my tongue Amen. Rejoices. Amen. My body also will rest secure. That is the statement Amen. Of David. Said, my Amen. Heart is glad. And that is the statement I pray that will become your conversation every time. And when somebody tells you that, how are you doing? Said that my heart is glad. yeah. How are you doing? He said, my heart is glad.
My heart is glad.
My heart is glad. Hallelujah. And my tongue rejoices. My body also will rest. That's verse 9. If you don't know where I'm reading from,
Amen.
I'm reading from Psalm 16, verse 9.
Psalm
16. Psalm 16, verse 9. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So that becomes your conversation. That becomes your statement. That when they talk to you and they ask you, how is it going? Said that my heart is glad. That one, then nobody can question that. That my heart is glad. Amen. Walk away. So, oh, how are you? Oh, my heart is glad. And they'll be standing
Amen.
Up.
Amen.
What does she say? What does she mean? My heart is glad. And that will give them a whole lot of things to think about. Leave that to them. Leave that to them. Why? Because the Bible says my body will also rest secure, which means that there is no fallibility in my body. There's not going to be any form of decay. Let's read further down. Let's read further down. He said, because you will not abandon me to the realms of the dead. That was the statement of David. Yeah, saying that the Lord will not abandon us to the realms of the dead, nor will you let your faithful one see decay, which means that you will not get rotten in the house, or sickness and disease ravage your life. It shall not be part of your conversation. It shall not be part of your life in the name of Jesus Christ, because your body will rest in security in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Your heart shall be glad and your tongue will rejoice. Your body will also rest in security because you have never been abandoned. The Lord will not abandon Amen. Us. The Lord Amen. Will not abandon us. I say this again. The Lord will not abandon me in the mighty Amen. Name of Jesus. Father, I know that you will not abandon me. No matter Amen. What I am going through, no matter where I am now, no matter how far you will take me, I say that you will not abandon me. For you are Amen. Not a man that you should lie. In the name Amen. Of Jesus Christ, you will not abandon Amen. Me. Oh, I prayed for me. I just prayed for me. I don't know about you. Do you want to pray the same thing for yourself? Hey, let's pray. Let's pray. Father, you will not abandon us. Let's pray. In the name of Jesus, I stand with you by the voice of the Lord, declaring in the name of Jesus Christ that the Lord will not abandon you. The Lord will not abandon you. No matter what the enemy brings your way, the Lord will not abandon us. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord will not abandon us. We shall be secured by the hand of the Lord. He said that he will not abandon us even to the realms of the dead, and neither to the place of decay, nor will you allow your faithful one to see decay. From today, you shall not be rotten. You shall not see decay. You shall not see corruption in the name of Jesus Christ. Neither corruption in your health, corruption in your life, corruption in your environment, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. May the Lord secure your Lord. May he preserve your house. May he preserve your health. May he preserve your life. May he preserve your children in the name of Jesus Christ. Bring you joy that you deserve in Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, Shalom, Okaba. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes. Says, nor will you let your faithful one see decay. Other versions say see corruption. Hallelujah. The faithful one said, God will not abandon us. He will not let us walk in places of obscurity and let us see decay. That is not the story of our God. It is not his story. Hallelujah. And so he continued from verse 11. He says, I make known to me the path of life. And that's the last prayer I want us to pray. That Father, open my eyes to know the right place, the right decision, the right steps I have to make. Lord, the right things I need to say, the right environment I have to be in, the right jobs that I have to be in. There are some jobs you don't need to be in there. Some of jobs will just keep you hanging for a long time, and you only be getting small amounts, and then you forget about your dreams of being able to do well for yourself. And all of those things is a plan of the enemy. Today, he said, make known to me the path of life. That's all. That's the conversation of our story. Father, make known to me the path of life in the name of Jesus. My Father, let's pray. Let's pray. My Father, my King, make known to us the path of life in the name of Jesus Christ. May we never make any hasty decisions or delayed decisions. May we make decisions at the right place concerning the work of our hands, concerning the businesses, concerning the loans and the plans of financial advantages we are seeking for, or business ideas that we are looking for. We pray that help us to, oh God, walk in the path of life. Make known to us, oh God, the path of life. May we know it. May we know it. May we know it.
Lemunasa, 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 lemunasa gasa, lemunasa madoya.
In the name of Jesus Christ, make known to us, O God. In the name of Jesus Christ, ahantololobosudia baradia, ahantololobosabraniya, alantelebroskaprabani. In the name of Jesus, may the Lord fill us with a path and make us known with the path of life. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Hallelujah. From today, you will walk with the knowledge of God concerning your life.
Amen.
From today, you will understand the things you need to say, the things you need to endure, the things you need to engage in, the things you need to ignore. May you understand the path of life. Let not your life be wasted with fight and battles and all over things that does not benefit your life to progress. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray that may the Lord open to you the knowledge of the path of life for you and your household. And I pray that may he fill you with joy of his presence in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
May he cause you to have eternal pleasures at his right hand.
Amen.
Eternal pleasures, the things that will give you pleasure in him from his right hand perspective, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Walk in the power dynamics, walk in the grace of the Lord, walk in the anointing of the Lord, walk in the favor of God. From today, may the pleasure of God guide you. May his hand guide you. May his eyes guide you. May his path cause you to walk in the path of peace. May your life and your health be secured. May all that you do be something that is of great reward in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. May the Lord glorify himself in your life in Jesus' precious name. All those who believe God with me say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Give him praise, please. Give him praise.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. Amen. Father, we give you all the glory.
Amen. We give him glory. The Lord is my portion. Hallelujah.
Amen.
How are you doing? What is the response of how are you doing?
My heart is glad.
My heart is glad. Yes. My heart is glad. It's much more better than it's not bad. You know, it's not bad. I don't like the word "it's not bad." So, are you waiting for it to be bad?
There you go.
Bonibian to ye, Mr. Mama
Bonibian ma. There you go.
Bonibian ma. Eko yengwa. Yamia dumti.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. My heart is glad. Your heart is glad. May your heart be glad always.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, because every time the Lord is bringing you good news, every time. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Your heart is glad.
Amen.
May our heart be glad always. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
May our heart be glad always.
Amen.
In Jesus' precious name. Amen and amen.
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 Bless his glorious name. In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
It's of a great honor to serve you tonight. I don't know those of you who are on the platform. If we have any visitor today, Do we have any visitors on this platform? Is there anyone who decided to visit us for the first time today? If somebody is there, let's know by hand in Jesus' precious name. Let's welcome you to the family of Emmanuel Christian Assembly. Somebody said, oh, man of God.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Hallelujah.